Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. And we're all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you so much for being in class with us today. Kathy's with us. Jason's engineering. What a great day. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are things at the farm? And how's Buttercup and the twins? Haven't heard you talk about her lately.
Well, right outside the studio window, Buttercup, Big Red, and Big Red is a bull, and well, used to be a bull, now he's a steer, and nice red Angus, just a beautiful guy, and Buttercup and the twins, they're all right outside the studio window, and so I'm going to write a letter to the county today, the county tax assessor, and just delineate how we need to pay less in taxes because we have moved the cows even closer to surrounding the house. So they were really close before. They're even closer now, and there's more area that they can, you know, rub up against the house, literally. So, and it's good. It's really good that, you know, the flies don't have so far to fly to come in the doors. So, you know, it's easier on the flies. And for those of you who know about cows, there are plenty of flies around cows. And it's mostly around cow poop. And I don't know how it happens, but it's like a magnet. It's like an intergalactic magnet. And cow poop and flies are just, they go together. But, so Kathy, I want to tell you that I'm all excited. You know, what I did was I took your recipe for Kathy's potato bread and I put it on a, 3x5 index card, one of those small index cards. I put a map pin in it. I stuck it on the kitchen wall right above the, electric bread making machine. And I made another version. I guess this would be Kathy's Potato Bread 3.0. And I made a substitution. Actually, I made three different substitutions, and I kept trying it. So I added, instead of 2 tablespoons of potato flakes, I went to 3, and it worked great. And I thought, if this works great, 4 ought to be, you know, really, really something else. So I doubled the amount of potato flakes from 2 tablespoons to 4. And it's extraordinary. And the thing is that when I take it out of the bread machine, the dogs know, everybody knows, everybody wants some. It's, have you gone up to 4 tablespoons of potato flakes in your white potato bread recipe? Have you tried that?
I haven't. And you know, Vince, I did do the recipe that I gave you. I used the 3 tablespoons of butter. And I did experiment with the avocado oil, where I went 2 tablespoons of butter and 1 tablespoon of avocado oil. And right away, my family noticed it. They go, oh, it's a little different color, and it wasn't quite as fluffy. So I need to experiment a little bit more.
Okay.
The 3 tablespoons of butter the texture is real nice. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that the avocado, it didn't really affect the flavor, but it made it denser, I guess. And it could have been the type of avocado oil that I had. Maybe it was like a heavier kind or something. I haven't studied enough avocado oil to know if there's like different weights and all that on it, but...
I don't know. The kind that we have is the one that Sam's Club sells in their tall, tall, narrow bottle. It's just, it's like the Washington Monument, you know, that kind of a shape.
Okay.
But so here's class, in case you're interested in the recipe, you can write this down. Now, let's take a couple minutes and give you a chance to get your pencils and paper ready. This is truly an outstanding recipe that Kathy had. And I just tweaked it a little bit. I just wanted to see. I wanted to see what happened with... since butter is so expensive, I backed down on the butter and substituted some avocado oil. And I added more and more potato flakes. So I'll tell you what that is in a second. Kathy... what do you have in for today's syllabus that you'd like to share with us?
Well, Vince, I do have some ideas for saving money, and I also have some thoughts on layoffs and just some random thoughts. You know, one thought that I did bring up or wanted to bring up, Vince, was if there is a shortage. Okay, let's say there's a shortage on chicken. Then that not only will the price go up, but people are going to shift to something else if the chicken gets too high or if the beef gets too high. So I was thinking about it, and I thought, well, if let's say the chicken gets too high or the beef gets too high, then people are going to shift to another food. It might even go like, okay, instead of beef, we're going to have to do less beef and more beans or, you know, less beef and more turkey or something else that's cheaper or eggs or something. So what I feel will happen with that is if people start shifting, then those prices are going to go up too because now more people are going to be in demand of those. So... You know, it's like the sugar. You know, there's a sugar shortage now. So there's, I don't know if there's any sweetener that's really a lot cheaper than sugar, but people, if they can't get it, are going to go to something else. You know, they might go to corn syrup, they might go to stevia, or, you know, I don't use the artificial sweeteners, but people could go to that if they can't get the sugar. So I think it's just make an awareness of if one thing goes up, and the prices go, you know, get to where most people aren't going to use it, maybe that's going to be a thing that you could say, okay, then I need to get this other item before everybody shifts to that and stock up on it. So I was just a thought the other day. I was, you know, making my grocery list out and thinking about it. And I thought, well, it's something to be aware of.
And during the Second World War, and during the First Great Depression, sugar was one of those things that was rationed. You needed a ration coupon for it. And it's something that people really like. And that, coffee, those are things that people miss. They miss them early during scarcity situations. So I remember sugar used to be 29 cents a bag when I was a child, 39, 49. Now it's, it's about $5, isn't it, or more, isn't it, Kathy?
Well, the last... you know, Ben, go ahead.
I'm trying to think of the price the last time I bought some from Sam's Club. I had it shipped in. We don't go out very often. But it was Domino brand, and we had it shipped. It was a 10-pound bag, so I was able to get, you know, three of those. And you can put them into jars, those clean spaghetti sauce jars, you know, you sterilized and put in there. It'll keep for a long time, and it keeps the bugs out. And it works great, and it lasts a very, very long time. It doesn't go bad as far as I can tell. Have you experienced sugar going bad if you put it into sealed jars, tightly, you know, tightly packed, very little air?
No, and I think even if you people didn't and they stored it, it gets hard, but you can hit it with, you know, a mallet or something and break it up. It doesn't go bad. But I think I think you're right, Vince. I think the Domino sugar at Sam's was about $5.50 or something like that. Now it's, I think it's close to $8. And they used to have an off brand that was around $5. And they don't, I haven't seen that online or in the store anymore, so they might not be getting that particular brand in. But if you buy the smaller bags, like the 4-pound bags at, let's say, Aldi's or your other grocery stores, I think they're like $2.79 a bag now. And, I mean, even 2 years ago, they were 99 cents. So they've, you know, they've more than doubled. And sugar, Vince, you know, not that I'm a bigger, I don't eat a lot of sugar. I don't eat a lot of sweets, but you do need a little bit of sugar for, like, when you make bread. And there are certain things that you need the sugar for. So if you can use it judiciously and stretch it that way, you can use other sweeteners for different things, like if you had a different kind of a sweetener. Like, I grow stevia. I actually go to the one greenhouse, and they sell the plants. And I buy 2 plants of stevia, and they get big. They get about 3 feet high, and I strip out, I cut it back and, you know, dehydrate it, and then I blend it in either my little ninja blender or a coffee grinder, and I use that for, like, if I need to sweeten tea or coffee or something like that, or even, like, sun tea, you can put it in a little mesh ball. But, and then I just cut it back, and then it keeps coming back all summer. Now, it really is pretty, it won't last the winter where I'm at. I'm at a zone 5, but it took the frost, a few frosts before it finally killed it. So I took all those leaves so I don't have to buy stevia ever, because I just grow my own, and it's much cheaper.
Well, that's fabulous. You know, Kathy, we're doing something here at the farm at one of the 5-Minute University lessons, and that is many of us have trailers that have wood decking, and typically the wood decking is pressure-treated. And it has sometimes it's copper, sometimes it used to be arsenic. And the bugs and the mold and the mildew would, you know, take a bite out of it and die. So that's why it lasted in the ground and above ground and in the weather. Well, you can put some kind of sealant on that to help protect the wood from the sun's rays and the moisture penetrating the wood, make it last even longer. I was thinking about that, and what about all this used motor oil that we have, this engine oil? And so we have experimented with painting and saving the cleanest used engine oil. I'm talking about from cars and from lawnmowers and farm equipment, not diesel. And the reason we don't use the diesel engine oil to treat or paint on these outdoor posts and trailer decking is because the diesel oil is full of soot and it's black. It doesn't look good. But the gasoline engine oil is tan or brown, and it doesn't look so bad. So we painted one of our trailers a couple days ago, and it looks magnificent. We painted it with used gasoline engine oil. And it makes it darker. It does not look like the light green look anymore. It looks like a tan or a dark tan, and it sheds water better. And I believe it will do as good of a job, or maybe even better than a commercial sealant. Now, around the posts, we have pole barns. I pour used engine oil around the posts, and I'll talk a little bit about that when we come back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us, and we're talking about domestic engineering and some lessons from 5 Minute University here at USA Prepares. So this used engine oil, it's valuable. It's valuable for a lot of reasons. What I do here at the farm is I pour some of the used engine oil, and you can use diesel engine oil for this, or gasoline engine oil. I pour it around the base of the posts that go into the ground. So we had some barns, and there are posts that go into the ground, and eventually decay will set in. You know, those posts may be warranted for 30 years, but it's a huge problem taking out a post that holds up a barn, okay, if it rots or it's eaten by bugs. So I discourage the bugs from eating it. I pour a small amount right around the perimeter of the base of the post. Now, if you use diesel engine oil, it's going to stay in the post black. If you use gasoline engine oil, it's going to stay in the post, you know, tan or brown. But it really stops or slows down the decay. And farmers have been doing this for years. If they're going to put wood posts in the ground, they'll take a 5-gallon bucket and put the post in a 5-gallon bucket, pour in some engine oil so that they soak the base of the post, you know, maybe 2 feet, 3 feet, or the height of a 5-gallon bucket, so that decay is slowed down. You may want to consider doing that. And I'm sure the EPA has all kinds of rules, and they want you to dispose of used engine oil a different way. You know, like burn it or send it over to give it to ships so they can use it as fuel and pollute the atmosphere. Well, it's my engine oil, and I don't pour it on the ground, that's for sure. But I do make sure that a small amount goes around the post to stop the rust, the rot. And if you think about it, the government allows you to put pressure-treated arsenic infused posts into the ground. That's okay. Arsenic's okay, right? But they really don't want you doing a similar job with used engine oil. But I think that the small amount of used engine oil is beneficial in the long run because it saves trees from having to be cut down to replace rotten posts. And more arsenic and more copper and other heavy metals going into the ground to protect the posts from rotting from being eaten. So that's one thought. But I think you might find that used engine oil, gasoline engine oil, would be great for trailer decking as we have. Now, it does make it a little more slippery. It does. But doesn't paint? By the way, Kathy, I got an ad from one of the big box stores for paint. It's only $50 a gallon for flat paint. I can't believe. Well, I mean, you sent me an email about the cost of paint we talked about on the air. It's unbelievable. 50 gallons? I'm sorry, $50 for a gallon? Wow.
That is high, Vince. That's terrible. I mean, we were grateful that we bought the 5 gallon, and it was Benjamin Moore. I think he got it for $160, and it was a year ago. And I think he said it was $350 now. And you know, it's you're able to wash it too, but still, it's still cheaper than remodeling. But boy, that the cost has really gone up on paint.
Well, here's my concern, Kathy. I'm concerned that the revenue agents, the tax assessors, are going to come by and they're going to say to all of our homes, and they're going to say, have you all painted recently? Oh, yeah. Oh, great, because that means your house is worth a lot more because of the cost of paint. I mean, I'm, you know, sort of tongue-in-cheek, but I have a feeling that paint is going to be something that we're going to look at as, wow, do you know they painted, the Jones family painted their house in less than 20 years? Can you imagine? They must be rolling in dough to paint their house, you know, more than, often than in 20 years. Well, we built our house, Kathy. Mrs. Finelli and I picked a standard color for the walls, for all the rooms. And we bought several, maybe 8 buckets, 10 buckets of 5 gallons each. And it was Olympic brand at the time. And we still have one or two buckets left in, you know, for 15 to 17 years. And the buckets are starting to crack, so we had to pour them off into other buckets. And we have one more room to paint, one more. And I'm not looking forward to it. But the cost of paint, wow.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration's request to halt a Texas judge's ruling blocking its student debt transfer program was turned down by a federal appeals court on Wednesday night, saying it violated federal procedures. European Union President Ursula von der Leyen on Wednesday is considering the idea of a specialized court to put Russia's top officials on trial over their invasion of Ukraine. President von der Leyen from Brussels on Wednesday.
Russia must pay for its horrific crimes, including for its crime of aggression against a sovereign state. And this is why While continuing to support the International Criminal Court, we are proposing to set up a specialized court backed by the United Nations to investigate and prosecute Russia's crime of aggression.
Thanks for listening, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Cheetah, God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us. Domestic engineering and lessons from 5 Minute University today. So here is Kathy's recipe version 3.0. So this makes a 1.5 pound loaf of bread. And so what I do is I have an older bread machine in the kitchen. And for some reason, making the bread has moved from Mrs. Fennelly to me. I don't know why this has happened. I don't know how I got this duty added to my list. But I enjoy making bread. And I can even make a loaf of bread during the bottom of the hour commercials. That's how quickly you can do this. So within just a few minutes. So here's the recipe. So it's a 1.5 pound loaf. I set the machine to basic and medium. I used to set it to dark, but I set it to medium now. 2 cups and 4 tablespoons of water. So it's 2 cups of water plus 4 more tablespoons of water. 1 tablespoon of butter, 2 tablespoons of avocado oil, or you can have a total of 3 tablespoons of butter. But what I've done is I've substituted 2 tablespoons of avocado oil for 2 tablespoons of butter. 2.5 tablespoons of sugar, 4 tablespoons of potato flakes, 1 teaspoon of salt, 3 cups of bread flour, and 1.5 teaspoons of yeast. That's the whole thing. And what I do is I heat the water. Kathy says we can use room temperature water, but our water is pretty cold. So out of the faucet, it's kind of chilly. So I heat it to maybe just warm to the touch. Put it in the bread machine. Hit basic as the type of bread, and medium. And about 3 hours later, it's done. What I do is I look at the timer on the bread machine, and I set the kitchen stove timer to that number of hours and minutes. And so they both go off at the same time, because the kitchen stove timer doesn't give up. It doesn't give up. It keeps beeping until we go and shut it off. And that works really great. It's an extraordinary recipe. And I think it's even better with the 4 tablespoons of potato flakes. It's lighter. Now, I haven't made it with the original recipe that Kathy recommended on the air, which is 3 tablespoons of butter versus 1 tablespoon of butter and 2 tablespoons of avocado oil. So I think it would be even better with Kathy's original 3 tablespoons of butter recipe. Kathy, any comments?
Vince, did you say, and by the way, I do agree with you with the water. If the water's too cold, I would heat it up. So I agree with you. I feel it, and if it feels a little chilly, I do warm it up a little bit. Not hot, because you'll kill the yeast, but you do want to warm it a little. Did you say on the water, Vince, did you say 1 cup plus 4 tablespoons of water?
Yes, I did. Now, your original recipe was, because of the extra potato flakes, I increased the water just a little bit.
Okay, that's what I was thinking that you were doing. I just wanted to, I thought I heard that's what you say. So, yeah, it's a fail-safe recipe, and it's good. Everybody likes it. I made it for Thanksgiving, and people liked it. So, and leftover bread, you can toast it. You can make croutons. Like, you use it for your dogs. I'm sure you could give it to, the birds or the chickens. So not a lot of it gets wasted around here. And it makes a good grilled cheese sandwich, too, because it sort of holds up. It's not as soft as your store-bought bread.
Right.
I mean, it is soft, but not quite. It's got a little bit more rigidity because of the crust. So it makes good panini or a grilled cheese sandwich, too.
It's a great grilled cheese sandwich bread. So, Kathy, how do you make grilled cheese? Let's share that with the class.
Well, I just butter each side of the bread. I suppose you could use an oil if you have, a little, silicone brush. But I butter it, and then I don't care for American cheese, but my husband likes American cheese, so I put American cheese on his, and I like a cheddar cheese, so then I slice real thin or juice shredded if I shred it myself. I do that. That's how I do it, and then I just turn the griddle on, and I wait till it gets hot. I just take a little bit of water off my finger, and if it starts to sizzle, then I know it's ready. And I just keep an eye on it for a couple minutes. As soon as it's golden brown, I flip it, and I wait a minute or two, and they're done. That's how I do it.
Very similar to the way we do it. Mrs. Finelli showed me how to do it years and years ago. And she does the same thing, butters the bread, the outside, if you will. And so the butter side goes down toward the pan. And I don't preheat the pan. I just turn the pan on with the... Maybe I should do that. But I just turn the pan on a small burner and a small skillet. And just a Revereware skillet that I would, you know, make one or two eggs with. And that size. And put the cheese in the, between two slices of bread. Flip it over when it goes golden brown, exactly as you said. And it's absolutely delicious. And what I do with the dog, for the dogs, when I cut the bread, I cut it on a plate. I leave the... We have a roll of those bags. You've seen them in the supermarkets, in the produce section. There's these real thin, large bags that clear plastic that you can put a head of lettuce in. You could put some apples in it. And what we did was we bought a few rolls of those, you know, before the genocide. And when I take the bread out of the bread machine, I let it cool, and then I put it in that bag. And we have a microwave oven above the stove that we don't use. It's really an exhaust fan. It was less expensive to buy a microwave oven slash exhaust fan than it was to buy an exhaust fan. So we have a microwave oven slash exhaust fan. But we don't use it, so that's where we store the bread. And so the bread is in one of those plastic bags, and I just twist the end to seal it without a twist tie. But when I take the bread out of there, I take it with the plate, a large, you know, dinner plate, I slice the bread, and there are crumbs from slicing the bread. I don't throw those away. I pour them off into the dog food pot that we're making dog food. So the dogs get the added benefit of the crumbs, and nothing goes to waste at our house. And normally, I guess some people might just brush the breadcrumbs into the trash. And as you said, birds, dogs, why not? Why not? So try not to throw anything away. And those bags were very inexpensive. You know, it's a very tightly wound roll of them. And some people might even, at the supermarket, they might say, well, let's get, you know, a head of lettuce and get three bags and take two of those extra bags home. Those are the bags I'm talking about. So it's a great recipe, and I believe that you can do the whole job, make a loaf of bread. You know, once you buy that 25-pound sack of flour or the 5-pound, whatever it is, and get the yeast, and by the time you get all that, if you do it the way Kathy does and the way we do, the 25-pound bag of flour, buy butter when it's on sale, avocado oil when it's on sale, sugar when it's on sale, potato flakes when it's on sale, and salt, even salt, and the yeast. Sam's Club, I think, has one of the best prices on yeast, about $5 for two large packages shipped. I think it's about 25 cents a loaf for bread. And I know you can't buy bread for 25 cents. And the cost of running the bread machine is about 3 cents. I've checked it over and over and over again. The dark setting, you might use 3.9 cents worth of electricity. If you set it to medium, it's about 3 cents, 2.9 cents. So it's very inexpensive, and it seems to me it's crazy not to do it. Kathy, how much are bread machines used at, you know, the thrift stores now?
Oh, you know, Vince, I haven't seen one lately. I haven't really been out much lately, but I would say they were $10 to $15. And true confessions here, I have four. Two are well-built. And I have one of the old dome style. I think it's the absolute original one that I got for $5 at one of the auctions. And I tried it, and it worked fine. But it was all, they didn't clean it up. They, you know how sometimes the old dome, once the bread would raise and stick to the top if it rose too high? Well, they just left it on there. So it took me like an hour to really clean it up. But I did try it, and it worked fine. And so I have two that are similar, so I could interchange some of the pans and the little paddle if I have to. But, you know, Vince, the other thing is I've always been concerned about health. And when you make this bread yourself, you know, you're not getting all the preservatives and the bromide and all that they throw in the other loaf. Now, I'm not saying that I never buy the other. There's some times where my husband will say, oh, you know, I really like this bread. Can you buy it? But we primarily eat the homemade bread. I've got a rye bread recipe, a poppy seed one, a whole wheat one, and 5 minutes typically is all it takes. So, you know, and you just practice. I mean, it's the first time that I was a young woman when I got my first one, and I had a lot of failures because I didn't understand what the texture needed to look at. You know, now there's websites you can go to. I'm sure you can go on videos online, and they will show you what it's supposed to look like. But back then, when I started, there wasn't even an internet, so I just kind of grappled until I got the recipes the way I wanted them. But, you know, Vince, talking about saving things, you were talking about the bags, and it got me to thinking. You know, sometimes you have those, like if you have make your hamburger patties and you press them ahead of time and then you stack them. Well, a couple of thoughts came to my mind the other day, and one was you could take just so that you can get them apart. And this is something that most people would throw away, but you could take like the butter wrapper and put it between them, or you could take cereal bags and cut them into the squares and put those between your hamburger patties. And even sometimes for me, I buy like tortilla shells, and I got to thinking about it. You know, I use like parchment paper so they don't stick together, but I could take cereal bags and either slip them inside or just cut them into the square the same, or the circle the same size as whatever I'm freezing, and you could get them apart, because I typically just threw those away. But the last couple months I thought, oh, I can use this instead of buying parchment paper. But that, the parchment paper, Vince, and the foil, I can bring that up when we get back. The price of foil is really high now.
Yeah, let's talk about that. And also 5 gallon buckets. And I think about you every time I pull those 5 gallon buckets apart. We stack them in the barn, one inside the next, inside the next. I'll tell you the secret that we use for easy separation.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy-to-take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us. And we're talking about aluminum foil and parchment paper. Kathy, back to you.
Well, Vince, you know, I like the heavy-duty foil. I'm not a fan of the other because it's so flimsy. It just rips so easily. Even trying to cover a plate sometimes, it just rips. So I typically just buy the heavy duty. And like a small thing of foil, 50 square feet is not very big. Of Reynolds, it's $4.69. I mean, I've seen like a double roll, like $15, $18, and it was a little bit more on it. But I bought some long time ago at, I believe it was Sam's, had the big roll, and it's wide. And that works really well for like roasting pans, cookie sheets. If you have something real messy, I have a couple recipes where I line my crock pot with it or my slow cooker. And if it's just something like like I'm just covering something like a platter, I'm just frugal. I'll wash it with some hot soapy water and dry it, and then I just fold it and use it again. Now, if I'm making something like meat or messy, I throw it away, or rinse it enough, you know, and then recycle it when I recycle my those kinds of things. So it's just really expensive, and so it was just another thing. Like, I haven't bought foil in years, and I actually bought one once at a garage sale. Some lady had the great big box. It's probably, I would say it's probably close to 2 feet wide. It's the big box, and there's a lot of foil on there, and they used to be like $15. I don't know what they are. I forgot to check the price before we start talking about it, but if they even still have them, Vince. But it lasts a long time. But, you know, if you use other things, if you cannot use, like, a lot of times if I'm going to wrap, like, bread in the oven, I'll put it in, like, a little, I might put it in, like a bread pan or, like, a small baking pan, and then I put the foil over the top because I really don't like to wrap food in it that much. I mean, I don't like the aluminum part of it. So that's how I do it, and I haven't bought it in years and years and years because I don't use it that often, and when I do, if I can salvage it, I reuse it. That's probably because my dad and my grandma used to do it, so it just wore off on me.
Yeah, well, we save the aluminum foil, too, and there's another use in the shops. Let's say you are heating something with a torch. I'm talking about a propane torch, not a real, real hot torch, but let's say you've got a stuck bolt, and you need to insulate something next to it or behind it. we take aluminum foil. You don't want to breathe the vapors of any of this, so you want to have plenty of ventilation. So we'll take aluminum foil, multiple layers, not all stuck together, with air separating them, you know, kind of crumpled, if you will. And we will use that as an insulator to protect whatever we don't want to get burned by the flame of the torch. So that's another use for aluminum foil. And, you know, Kathy, we're talking about five-gallon buckets, and you mentioned maybe over a year ago about how do we separate them. And every time I go in the barn and I look at these five-gallon buckets, which we have a lot of because they're really valuable to farmers, we use them for all kinds of things. So, for example, if we get in our old Jeep, our antique Jeep, and we want to bring feed to the cows, or if we want to bring buckets of water to a calf that we've got penned up because the calf is hurt, or the cow is hurt, or we had to do surgery on the cow, or put the placenta back into the cow, you know, after we've scrubbed it. We can take these five-gallon buckets and use them all the time. And so we stack them vertically, but they all get stuck together. You can't get them apart. So if that happens and you've got them stuck, what you can do is turn them upside down in the sun. And the sun will expand the plastic, and you'll be able to get the top one when they're upside down. The one that was the bottom, which is now the top, the sun will expand the plastic, and you'll be able to lift it off slowly. And then the next one, and then the next one as the sun heats it. But to prevent all that, what I do is I take the packing from these Sam's Club boxes. If they ship something to us in a Sam's Club box, let's say it's, tomato sauce. It comes with this paper, brown paper, crumpled up packing. I save that. And I actually roll that up into a smaller size to store it. And I tear off maybe a foot of it. And I will space between the buckets. I'll use that to space between the buckets so air can get between the buckets when I try to separate them. And that lets one bucket slip out from the next one. So we don't throw much away. Now, I leave a tail on it so you can actually see the brown paper sticking out. So I don't let the paper go completely inside the bucket. So it works great. That's another lesson from 5-Minute University. And next one is, looks like we've got enough time to do it. We bought some engine oil in 1-gallon jugs, let's say 5W30. And when we pour engine oil into a vehicle, all the oil doesn't come out. So what we do is we put that jug inside the wider mouth of a gallon jug and let it drip, 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 you know, for an hour or so, and we get all the oil out. And we've gotten gallons and gallons and gallons of oil over the years doing that. And you can do the same thing.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.